Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Zavim. We are in the fifth parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Hatame al mitzas amerkav. What if a Zav rests a majority of his body on even a small part of a couch? So in such a situation, he makes the couch a Mishkav HaZav. The Torah, and if a Torah person was Amiksas Amishkav, so if he's also resting on part of a contaminated couch, so Tamei, the Torah person can become Tamei. Miksas Tamei al Amishkav, Miksas Torah al Amishkav Torah. But if the only part of his Zav's body is resting on a couch, the couch can stay Torah, assuming that he's not resting a major amount that carries the majority of his weight. And so therefore, the Mishkav is going to be tar. Nimseis Tuma nechnasas lo viotsis mimenu bimiyuto. We find that Tuma goes into a couch and leaves a couch through even a small amount. The Tuma can go in when a Zav sits on even a small part of a couch, being metameyed, and it can leave the couch when a Torah person sits on even a small part of it, a part of a contaminating Mishkav Zav, and becomes tameyed. It's sort of like an infection that moves forward. Similarly, we find that when we have a loaf of truma bread that's put on a mishkav, on a tamei couch, and it only has a piece of paper between the loaf and the couch, so we turn around and we say, bein milmalan, bein milmatan tor, whether it's resting on the top of the couch or it's underneath the couch, it stays tor. Vechein be'evin ha'menugas tor. And similarly, the same thing is true when it's with a stone that has tsaras on it. So there, it's if you put a kikar shel truma with a piece of paper on top of the stone, it's going to stay tar. Now, Rav Shimon Tamei Vizu, Rav Shimon says, since the whole place is Tamei, so even if it's something that doesn't have Ruach Chaim, even if it's something that doesn't have Jewish life in it, it's still going to be If a person touches a zav, zava, nida, or a woman who had at birth, or a person with tsaras, or a couch or a seat that has tsaras, so long as you're touching it, you become an avatoma. But perish, if once you let go, you become a rishon lutoma. It doesn't matter whether the person is touching or just moving, or whether the person is moved by or is carried by the situation. In all of these instances, the tumah continues to spread forward. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, wonderful day and a terrific week as well.